For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're joined this morning by Chris Handley, Artistic Director of the Alleyway Theater. Did I get that title right?
Yeah, that's great. That's who I am. I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Sometimes people are executive producer and all of that.
Well, really, I'm the Executive Artistic Director. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, I'll show up.
There you are. And we're here today because you're starting up again. And before we get to that, I just wanted to mention a major passing in the theater world. Olympia Dukakis, beloved American actress. Best known for what, Peter, would you say?
Probably Moonstruck. She won an Academy Award, Supporting Actress.
Right.
But there's a whole career before Hollywood that I don't think a lot of people know about. I know you do.
Including in Buffalo. She did Tennessee Williams' Rose Tattoo at the old Studio Arena Theater. So, attention to be paid. I have a cute story. Vianne Cox, whom we had on the show a few weeks ago, was in a real dog of a show. The New York Times described it as migraine-inducing. An out-of-town, you know, kiss of death. The out-of-town was NIAC. Privately at dinner, Olympia Dukakis said to Vianne, I think we should have t-shirts made for the show because on the front I'm putting NIAC and on the back, because hell wasn't available. So, Mr. Handley, what have you planned for us? And you swear it's not going to be on video.
It's not on video. Oh my gosh, we are done with Zoom.
We're off Zoom?
We're back.
Yay!
We're back in person. Theater's coming back. Yeah, we're doing Buffalo Quickies outside, in person, in storefronts.
Now, not everyone knows exactly what the Buffalo Quickies is, but for the past 300 years, the Alleyway Theater has been doing an evening of short works. How many years has it been? It's been a lot of years, not 300, but...
Yeah, this is our 30th annual production.
And they are short works, and sometimes they're by local writers, and sometimes they're not, and sometimes they have a theme, and sometimes they don't. So what have you concocted for our return?
We have six plays that are from writers around the country. They don't have a specific theme, except in the way that we're presenting them, which is done in storefronts up Main Street. Each storefront will be its own mini theater, totally designed with lights and sets and costumes and actors behind glass. And the audience sits in seats on the sidewalk, listens to the play through headphones, and all the plays happen simultaneously. So when your play is up, you'll switch with the people next to you, and you'll see that one, and you'll keep switching and rotating through all six plays. So we've got five plays, one musical.
We have a musical.
Yeah, we have a musical. We're doing a musical outside.
Just some practical concerns. How far do we have to walk?
Everything's happening within half a block. And it's all on the same side of the street, so it's not too far.
I won't get any steps on my watch.
Well, you might get, it might top you off for the day.
Okay. And the other thing is, what if it rains?
Oh, please don't say that. Just cross your fingers.
Okay.
If it rains, we're going to do a rain date on the Sunday of that week.
Sure.
One of the plays will happen inside.
Inside where?
It'll be inside the alleyway in our main space, which is going to be flipped and reconfigured. So it starts June 17th. It runs Wednesdays through Saturdays through July 10th. So tickets are on sale, alleyway.com. You've got to buy your tickets in advance so we can plan the seating.
Well, it's been quite a brutal a month or so for the LGBTQ community. Madeline Davis, actress, playwright, activist, archivist, died. Then Patty Jones, trans activist, died. And then Bruce Cogan, also activist, just passed away. And he was also a playwright. And kind of interesting in his pursuit of a single story, that he was obsessed with the murder of a 22-year-old man in the early 80s in New York City. Bruce had a career in law enforcement, in advocacy, and a young man, gay man from Vermont, had been out with friends, had stopped into a gay bar, and had been followed by this predator who stabbed him repeatedly with a steak knife, and then the genius left the knife and was given the minimum sentence. And gruesome story, but Bruce felt compelled, because of the so many elements about queer existence in that story and about the preciousness of that life, to tell that story. And he did it in articles, and he did it in documentaries, and he did it in this play called Call Me Winky. And Bruce is gone and does leave behind this story. Just kind of interesting, Chris, as we have you with us, you know, you're always on the lookout for people's stories.
It's interesting to find people who stick on to a story and who find some fire that keeps burning in them that they want to tell. What's interesting is to find out if it's a play. Like you said, he wrote this in different ways and tried to tell the story in a bunch of different formats. And to craft it into all those different formats to see which is the right way to tell a story, I think is really interesting.
It is. And, you know, sometimes it works in multiple ways. The play plays that become successful movies, the plays that become better as a movie. Sometimes that happens. Intriguing. Thank you, Chris, for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to be here.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.